you have a box. Now this is what we've done in all these years. You put a layer of salt down and a layer of meat, and don't let any of the meat touch. And a complete layer of salt, I mean where you can't see no meat, put another layer of salt. Have holes in the box, you know, and where the salt will draw all the meat and the water out of the meat. And see, it'll leak out the hole. And that's where we cured the meat. And hell, we still cure meat that way in this country. A lot of people do. And that's where you get your sow belly or your salt meat. And salt meat is one of my favorite dishes for breakfast. I generally eat it every Sunday. Mm-hmm. Salt meat and milk gravy. Have you ever eaten that? And homemade biscuit. That's one of my.
Just don't put any clabber in there with it. I can't drink clabber.
I don't drink no clabber.
Sweet milk.
Sweet milk.
Sweet milk gravy.
Milk and gravy.
Milk gravy and what I call it, milk gravy and homemade biscuits. And,
yeah.
And I still eat that way.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of it.
Well, you know what a middling was? You ever hear talk?
Hell yeah, a middling, that's what I say. A middling is a sow belly, or a middling, either one, the same difference.
A middling was a meat between the shoulders and the ham.
That's right, that's a middling. But that's what you call sow belly, too. Oh, we call it sow belly. That's kind of nigger name for it. But
what about the stuff that you might, the smoked meat you might buy to slice up with your eggs, or eat with your eggs, fry it, that sort of thing.
Bacon. Yeah.
Okay.
But you can buy bacon, you know, and then you can buy you can buy a middling of bacon.
I see.
Well, a middling of bacon is just a sow belly of that's been smoked and cured.
Oh, and you cut it up yourself?
Yeah, you cut it up, slice it yourself, suit yourself. Yeah.
Huh. Well, kind of hog you raise? Pole and China? Dirt?
No, right now I've got three. I've only got three in there.
Still
raising? Oh, yeah. I just kill my beef now, lately.
Yeah.
We're in that in trouble of cutting insect worms, them weevils.
Yeah. Well, I realize what's going on tonight. I'd like to do another interview with you. I know y'all got to get in bed. I came kind of late.
Well.
Can I do one? You going to be feeling up to it tomorrow? Or?
Well, now tomorrow I'm going to be across the river, across the levee. If you could get with me. You can ride with me and...
Sure.
What's your motel number and room?
I'm at Holiday Inn, 216.
Well, I don't care nothing about where you use it or not. It's true. It's hell.
Yeah. Well, we're not gonna use your name on any of the stuff we do or anything like that. Is that a pre-emergent herbicide, Mowdown? You use that?
What's that?
Mowdown.
Yeah.
Yeah. You use it on your
beans.
Soybeans.
Spray behind your planter.
Yeah. You were telling me about them. Y'all used to import people in here to work for you?
Oh, yeah. Mexicans.
God dang. Why'd they bring them up so far? You didn't have enough migrant workers in this area?
Well, hell, there ain't been no niggas working since the food stamp program and the giveaway program. They quit that. And then when they finally quit the wetbacks and the folks that ever did work.
Yeah.
Well, they, when they quit them, we just had to go to this Mecca, all this.